Hello, and welcome to Huron's Research Compliance Podcast Series. And today we'll be exploring the topic of Enterprise Risk Management, or ERM, within higher education, academic medical centers, and other hospital systems who frequently engage in research activity. My name is Rob Smith, and I'm a director in Huron's higher education practice and have more than 15 years of experience in healthcare and in research administration. During today's discussion, I'll be joined by my colleague, Nora Yin, where she'll be answering some of the questions that we're frequently asked in the market and what we hear from our partners and clients regarding their own challenges when it comes to enterprise risk management. Welcome, Nora.
Thanks, Rob. Hi, my name is Nora Yin, and I'm a manager within the Research Enterprise Solution Group at Huron. And my experience really is focused within the clinical research and revenue cycle operations space within hospitals and academic medical centers, with really more of a compliance eye. And so with that comes experience with ERM.
Great. Thanks for joining us. So, Nora, for those that are new to research compliance as a topic or as a profession, or aren't exactly clear what we mean when we say ERM, or Enterprise Risk Management, can you tell me exactly what this is? And in addition to that, why institutions or those listening should pay attention to the topic?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and something that I do hear from a lot of my clients, for those who are not so sure what ERM is. And so ERM is really a process that's, you know, applied across every level of an organization. It's meant to, you know, identify the potential risks that may affect an organization's reputation and any types of goals that are defined by the board of directors and management. You know, and this can be done on an annual basis. So by understanding those kind of key external and internal variables that are contributing to uncertainty in an institution and monitoring those trends over time, management can really run the business more effectively and also pinpoint any potentials within the organization's business model. So while risks can't always be eliminated, ERM can really be there to help an institution manage those risks more efficiently and also effectively.
Interesting. Okay. So enterprise risk management and planning, it sounds like it's helping institutions better manage risk, not necessarily eliminate risk. Is that right?
Right. And so, you know, the concept may sound like a large overhaul, but it really can be done simply when you do it up front and in a very minimal kind of way. And so what we tend to recommend for our clients who are interested in doing some form of ERM work, we do by addressing any kind of components of the ERM framework when management presents new initiatives for consideration from the institutional leadership. So some components might include, you know, canvassing the internal environment by using a proactive compliance risk assessment, setting objectives tied to the OIG work plan or other known forces of enforcement, and then finally also considering designing an appropriate response throughout this process.
So when I hear you describe that, it brings up a question in my mind, which is, if an institution is going to undergo these steps as a part of an ERM framework, as you've outlined, how can institutions obtain rapid feedback, quick wins, on these types of interventions that you've just described for risk management that can help lay the path for further success down the road?
You know, so when an institution is looking for ERM opportunities, so for an example would be, you know, a proactive, and that might include any compliance reviews and reviews of internal audits, you know, interviews with high-risk areas, it's really important to review that existing data that was collected previous years through any type of compliance risk audit and looking for opportunities rather than really compiling the new data. And so by looking at this data from a proactive ERM approach, as described earlier, really an institution can potentially, you know, identify ways to manage these risks and save costs by not doing a new risk assessment, and then overall just really achieve greater efficiencies. So for any new initiatives that an institution is considering, you know, ERM can really be applied in part of assessing and implementing strategies that relate to the plan objectives. So to kind of give you an example to, you know, put in a clear picture, so say, for instance, a university is proposing to acquire a medical center. And so some questions that, you know, the institutional board might ask themselves is, you know, how does this align with the institutional strategy? Now, how would the acquisition benefit the institution? What would be the consequences of not acquiring it? And if you want to take it even a step further with these types of questions, you can ask yourself, you know, when a health system might be ongoing research, is that something that we want to align with ourselves? And how does that align with that risk management? And does that medical center have a history of compliance proactiveness? And so lastly, you know, when you think about answering those kind of questions, and once the risks are evaluated and categorized and some form of controls are in place to mitigate those risks, the controls can really then start to be monitored. And so this helps ensure the effectiveness and the intended outcomes for which the control is placed and R&D coming into fruition. And if, you know, you might come back and you say, you know, the control doesn't seem to be no longer effective 2 or 3 months from now, that risk will actually need to be reprioritized and a stronger control should be implemented. So to wrap this up, Rob, the key of obtaining rapid feedback is to keep the ERM effort simple and focused upfront. And this will really help ensure that the institution's longer-term strategic plans are all in alignment.
Well, thank you, Nora. That ends today's conversation, and I'd like to thank her for her time. Huron's next podcast, released in the sequence, will feature an interview with a leader from Thomas Jefferson University. We are very excited to host our partner from TJU, Mark Anderson, the Associate Vice President for the Office of Institutional Integrity and Governance. During that discussion with Huron, Mark is going to describe how ERM operates across the TJU system and within their research programs.